Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Welcome back to my podcast, Own Your Health, with me, Katie Brindle. Now, so far, I've been talking to you about what owning your health is all about, how the body works, and we've ended up with sort of two sets of three, okay? Because the body organises itself in three key things you need to know, which is circulation, which is detoxification and strengthening your organs. That's the first thing. And then you've got this other set of three, which is pyramid of health, okay? The body is like a pyramid. You've got the heavy physical body at the bottom, then you've in the middle is the emotional body, and then at the top is the spiritual body, okay? So that's two sets of three. Well, today we're going to be talking about doing the do. Now, this is the last set of three. And what this is an introduction to three simple things that you can do that will, in 1 minute each, affect those other two groups of three I've been explaining to you really, really easily. Now, the reason I brought this in at this point is because what happens in clinic is when I treat people, they come in with all their problems and I go, right, okay. And then what they actually want to do is to get better, but they don't necessarily want to massively change their lifestyle because they often can't, okay? So because they're really busy, they have to earn money, they have to work long hours, they have to commute, therefore they snack, therefore they drink coffee. Sometimes they smoke, sometimes they drink, you know, all the things that we know we're not supposed to do, but then equally we do. So what I like to do is to give you some really simple things where I go, right, you can start making teeny tiny inroads into your existing narrative, okay, by doing some simple things that you're actually doing already. Ah, now that then suddenly makes it a bit easier because, again, it's a bit like brushing your teeth. It's like, if you already brush your teeth, it's not that difficult for me to talk to you about flossing your teeth because I'm like, well, I've got you. You've just put your brush down. Can you pick up this floss and just do that for a sec? And it's going to make your teeth even better. And you're likely to do it. Well, that's what this is all about, okay? So there are certain things that you're likely to be doing each day, which I can go, right, let's just take that for a second. We can do a little bit more than that. Now, scrolling back on that, if you're not doing these three things each day, then actually we need to look at that as well. Because the three things I'm going to tell you are laughing. And if you're sitting there going, well, I don't laugh, I'm like, okay, well, that needs addressing in itself because you should be doing that every day. You should be laughing. Your life should be fun, okay? I mean, I know it's not for most of us. In fact, I hardly know anyone what it is, but we've got to find the funny side of it somehow or other. We've got to look on the bright side. So laughter is key. We're going to talk about that in a sec. Now, next, what's the next thing? Tapping. Right, tapping. What's that? Well, tapping can also be called patting. So one of the things that we should do every day is pat ourselves on the back. We should have a positive narrative about ourselves. Well done me. Well done me. I got up. Well done me. I had breakfast. Well done me. I didn't eat the wrong food this afternoon. Didn't have a hot cross bun when everyone else was scoffing it down. I didn't do any of that. Well done me. But we don't say that, do we? No, we don't do well done me. What we do is, oh God, I'm so useless. And it's this negative narrative that goes on in our heads all day long, making us feel really bad about ourselves. And again, from clinic, I can say to you that most people do not talk to anyone the way they talk to themselves. It's really sad. Okay, so we're going to do a bit of patting on the back, but it's not just the back. We're going to, for good measure, we're going to pat all over because it's really good for you. And then last, but by no means least, the last of these three things that you have to do every day is breathing. Now, breathing, there's absolutely no excuse whatsoever because you literally would die if you stopped breathing. So therefore, breathing is easy. Now, whilst we all breathe, and we really all do, we don't necessarily conscious breathe. And sometimes when you follow certain experts about this stuff, that it can all get a little bit complicated and it can all seem a little bit difficult. And it's just, oh God, I haven't got time for that. And then we just go back to kind of unconscious breathing. So we're going to do a little bit of that too. So this is all about doing the do. We're going to cover laughter, tapping / patting, and breathing. Okay, so if you're sitting comfortably, let's kick off with laughter. So So laughter is the best medicine. Okay, it's a cliche term for a reason. It's true. Now, laughter was something which, if you look at sculptures of Buddha, often you will see a laughing Buddha, okay? Because often you'll see with these sculptures that actually we're being shown what to do. Now, laughter is really important for the body. And one of the things that is useful to know is that 1 minute of laughter increases the immune function by up to 24 hours, which is really interesting, because that means if you've got 24 hours, that's like a day. So all you would therefore have to do is laugh for a minute every day and you're going to improve your immune system. Now, knowing this, when COVID hit and lockdown started and everything just went sort of tits up, I decided that I was going to go live on my socials 3 times a day, which was funny in itself because I'm really crap at technology. So me even managing to go live on time, I hasten to add, in those days was ridiculous in its own right. So what then happened was, we did actually manage to do it. And I did the whole of lockdown. We did morning, noon and night, Katie Brindle, all day, every day. And believe it or not, thousands of people flocked into this thing, which was amazing. And this whole community emerged off the back of it. And the rest, they say, is history. And here I am. But what we did was we laughed every day. We laughed for a minute every day. And it's the most ridiculous thing. So I'm going to do it with you now, because genuinely, if you can laugh for a day, you're going to improve your immune system. There's loads of other benefits to laughter, which if you pop over to my website, there's a whole fact sheet, which I've explained to you all about laughter therapy. Okay, it improves dopamine, it improves mood, it improves health. But above all, it improves the immunity. And never mind all of that, it makes you feel better. Okay, it just makes you feel better. It just makes the moment right now better. So how do we do all this amazing stuff? We'll obviously watch comedies and obviously hang out with funny people and watch amusing things. But actually, there's a technique you can do, which is you literally laugh for a minute. So we're going to do it together now. You're going to laugh with me and at me, up to you, I don't care, for a whole minute. And we're going to time it, Vic. Vic's got a phone now. She's like, oh, bloody hell, here we go. Right, we're going to time it. Now, all you're going to do is piss yourself laughing at the fact that I am going to sit in front of you now and laugh. The sound might go really heavy, I'm just saying, James, but you might be ready to turn it down a bit. So on Vic's count, we're going to start laughing for a whole minute, okay? So...
ready? 3, 2, 1.
Don't be shy, ladies and gents. You knock yourselves out at home. You're not being filmed on about 5 different positions right now. The thing is, it's contagious, so keep going. For everyone.
Brilliant.
Okay, right. Okay, as ridiculous. How do you feel? Notice how you feel better. No matter what shit's just been going on, it's just better. And it's ridiculous. And the thing about laughter is it really does improve your mood. You've just tried it for yourself. And the thing is, life is tough. It is. We're in Earth School. Earth School's really hard. It's supposed to be. And anyone that pretends it's not, they're lying. Because it is tough. Otherwise, you simply wouldn't be here, although that's a topic for another day. But trust me on that one. But the point is that laughter takes the edge off, and we need to laugh. And life has got very intense and very serious. And I spend my life looking around me at everyone going like this. Like that, literally looking really important and really serious and looking at their phone. And you think, right, just laugh, okay? It's a very, very useful medicine. And having started to do it religiously from the beginning of lockdown, because I was leading the community doing it, I then basically, when was lockdown? Like 4 years ago? Filming this? Right. So 4 years ago, I started to laugh every day for a minute because I was doing it with other people. And first, the two things that I can tell you that it's that's made its due is, number one, I've become a much nicer person. Ask my husband. I'm much more, and my kids, I'm much more fun to be around, okay? I am funny, I'm funnier, and I find life more enjoyable just because I do it every day for 1 minute. And that was a very pleasurable thing. And if you just either find some funny feeds on your socials or phone a friend and put FaceTime on and just do what we just did, or just play me and just go, God, this woman's mad. I actually don't care. I lost all the inhibitions when I had IVF. So seriously, like that, those ships have sailed. And here I am in front of you thinking, I don't care. I care about making you feel better. I care about you owning your health. That's what I care about. And I have to make an idiot of myself in the process. I don't care. So there we go. Laugh with me, laugh with a friend, laugh with your phone, laugh at life. You're going to feel better. Okay, so that's number one. Now, number two is patting yourself on the back, because it's all about having a positive narrative, because I can teach you all sorts of amazing techniques. But if you've got this negative drip feed of negative narrative going into your brain all day long about how rubbish you are, that's not going to do your body any good. The thing about our bodies is they're really clever. Okay, now they don't necessarily understand that that's just you having a bad day. They're just going to hear negative frequencies. And it will absorb the negative frequency. And lo and behold, what will come out is a mirror of negativity. So it's a bit of a self-depreciating circle. Okay, so we need to switch the narrative into something positive. And tapping yourself whilst being positive, because tapping and patting are positive things, that's where the expression comes from. Pat yourself on the back. Where do you think that came from? It's because body patting is really useful. Now, the Taoist masters will tap themselves with, well, I mean, like, e.g., I've got this here. This is a tapper, which comes from sort of ancient Taoist practice. It's made of bamboo. They've been using this for centuries, and we're now using them now. But you can use this, or you can use your hand. Okay, so this would be tapping, and this would be patting. But basically, they're doing the same thing. And what's that doing? That's invigorating circulation, which actually, by the way, I forgot to say, so does laughter. Okay, it's helping detoxify the body, so does laughter, and it strengthens the five key organs, so does laughter. So laughter does it, and now patting and tapping do it. And what you're doing is invigorating circulation by this percussive, it's a massage technique, actually. It's a percussive massage technique, so it's invigorating because you're going woo like this. So that's going to go woo like this to your mood at the same time because it's woo like this. So what you've got to do is have the right thought in your brain, which is, I'm great. Okay. That's a bit of a rubbish one, but you know, give yourself a nice affirmation. Okay. How about this one? Right. Wait for everyone to go, I can't say this. Are we all ready? I love me. Oh, the faces, I can't say that to myself. And yet you can dish out the self-loathing till you're blue in the face. But I love me. Just for the purposes of this crazy exercise, given that we've just laughed, why don't we pat ourselves? And you can silently say to yourself whilst you're patting, I love me, because it's creating a superimposed positive narrative, or what I would call a divine dialogue into the body, something nicer, something kinder. And then you're drumming it in. You're literally drumming it into the physical body. And what that will do is improve circulation, strengthen the five key organs, and assist detoxification in the body. And after 1 minute, which you shall see in a sec, it's going to make you feel good. It's going to make you feel good. And it's easy and it's free. I mean, yes, you can buy a tapper, but actually you can just use your hands. Now, there's a couple of caveats. If you're not feeling very well, or you're sensitive, okay, or you've got your menstrual flow at that moment in time, then don't start whacking yourself with your hand, okay? Just do it gently. You can use a loosely cupped, you can use a cupped fist like this, or you can use fingertips like that. And if you're really not feeling well, you can just really gently press. Okay, just really tender. Just be nice to yourself, okay? We don't have to punish ourselves. Not in this, not in owning your health. No one's punishing anyone, okay? So that's what we're going to do. We're now going to take a little break where we have to change all of the settings because we've got to stand up for this one. So we're going to do that and I'll see you in a moment. We're going to play some dingly music, I think, aren't we? Right. Okay, so in my excitement before we moved up, I realised I was talking about a loosely clenched fist and showing a cupped hand. So let me just recap the three hand positions for this, okay? Loosely clenched fist, which for those only on audio is a fist that's been loosely clenched. A cupped hand, which is a hand gently cupped, or fingertips, okay? And you can go as lightly or as firmly as feels good, okay? Because this is all about pleasure. This is all about feeling good, okay? So all we do, I'm going to use a loosely clenched fist because that's my favourite. Okay, we're just going to start on the chest. Okay, we're just going to start just going over like this. And just as you're doing this, just start to allow your breath to slow and just start to allow yourself to feel how nice it actually feels. Start paying attention to your inner body, okay? We're very conditioned to be dealing with everything on the outside. Just give yourself permission, okay, to just notice. And now, whilst you're doing that, just start to say nice things to yourself, like, I love me. And if you've got another affirmation that you prefer, just say that, it's fine. Okay, but all I want to create is positivity. And if you want, you can do a bit of a sigh and you can actively release some of the negativity because you're drumming your chest. You're drumming over the thymus, over the heart. Okay, we're just allowing ourselves to actively relax, patting ourselves. Now let's start going towards the back, patting ourselves on the back. Well done, me. Well done, me. I'm alive. That's quite a miracle in itself. Right, let's just, what I'm doing here for audio is I'm just gently patting the top of my shoulders, that sort of fleshy bit just behind the collarbone, just gently. That's a really good point. That's very good for relaxing shoulders and neck. Often I see people when they're trying, when they get tense, they start massaging that bit. And I watch them do it, because obviously massage is one of my things back in the day. I think that's not going to work. And I watch them, and like 10 seconds later, they've given up because they've gone, oh, it doesn't work. And then they've gone back to putting up with what it was in the first place. And I think, you're doing the wrong technique, love. You need to do this. You need to pat yourself on the back and say, well done. Well done. Like, seriously, well done. Life is really hard these days. It's amazing and brilliant and easy in some respects. I mean, it's bad now. It was worse before, in my opinion. But we've got to make it better. We're going to pat ourselves better. We're going to give ourselves some positive narratives. So now I'm going to a cupped hand and I'm just going to follow the energy channels of my body. And I'm just gently tapping down the inner arm. What am I doing that for? Because I'm following, starting at the top, going down to the wrists and the hands. This is the energy channels of the body. Okay, I'm covering three energy channels here. The heart, the lungs, and the pericardium, which is the sort of sheath that goes around the heart. Now I'm turning my hand over and I'm going up the outside of my arms. Okay, so now I'm dealing with some yang channels all the way back up. Pat, 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 okay? All the way up, go back to the hand and go back up again. And start to notice how this feels. It should feel just really relaxing. This is a self-massage, guys. This saves you having to fork out 50, 60 quid or 100 quid in London for someone else to do it. Just do it for yourself. And it feels, how's it?
Great.
It's good, right? I know. Who'd have thought? So we're just following the energy channels, we're working on the energy, we're working on the chi, we're working on the blood, we're working on the narrative, right now up the outside of the arms. We're also strengthening the key organs because we're working on the channels. So therefore we're moving circulation, assisting detoxification, strengthening the organs. And all I'm doing is literally an extension of patting myself on the back and telling me how marvellous I am, which frankly is a good thing. Right, so I'm now gently patting around my abdomen, in a clockwise direction, okay? So just tap, tap, tap. Now, if you've got any issues whatsoever with your abdomen, first of all, go slowly. And secondly, you can use fingertips. And thirdly, if even fingertips go like, literally, you can do like manual lymphatic drainage, okay? Where you could just very gently press as if you were, now what would this be? Sort of, well, gently pressing. I can't think. Kind of like getting foundation out of a tube. Just like really gentle, okay? Just gentle, gentle. But you can firm up to however you want to do, okay? But round and round and round we go, just round and round in circles, just breathing deeply, saying how nice everything is to yourself, okay? And then we're just gonna go to the sides of the body, we're going to the waist. This is a really good exercise for weight loss. Now, when I teach people this, immediately, if there's a room of like 50 women, actually not that sexist, sorry, 50 people, okay? They literally, you hear them go like this, like drumming really hard the minute you say the weight loss word. But anyway, it's really good for getting your waist back, just drumming at the waist. It's also really good for the immunity. It's also really good for the liver. It's really good. And then I'm gonna go down the outside of the legs and up the inside, okay? So I'm going all the way down, all the way over the feet, all the way up the inside. And then you can repeat that. I won't, because the poor camera guys are just going to be there. Oh, can we stop like up, bobbing up and down, make everyone feel sick. So we're going down the outside, up the inside of the legs. Now, let me just stop there for one sec, because I want you to notice how you feel. Great, energized. And it gives you this lovely feeling of relaxed yet energized. Yes, you're owning your health. This is what you do. Okay, now you've got ownership, because it's like you're no longer this frazzled mess saying loads of rubbish things to yourself. You're now feeling better and noticing that feeling. Now, there's extra things that I can teach you with this, but we'll save that for now. We've got advanced tapping. We'll have to do that as a separate outtake, I think, because you can do specific tapping and patting for organ strength, which is over and above. But I think that's probably enough for one day. But we'll come to that another time. So that is patting. Now, we're going to now sit back down again, because I'm going to teach you some really simple breathing techniques. Last but by no means least of three simple techniques that you basically should be doing every day anyway is the most important of all. Actually, I've saved the best till last, which is breathing. So the thing about breathing is that we don't necessarily do it very mindfully. So I'm going to teach you a really simple breathing technique, like the easiest one. Okay, the easiest one. Because I always find that simple is always best. There's a million breathing techniques to learn and that I could teach you. And we can go down that route at some point. But to start with, let's just focus on getting this one really good. And I just call it the 4x4 breath. Easy. Okay. So just sit comfortably. Ideally, you want to have both feet on the ground. Ideally, you want to be sort of in a similar sort of to a meditation position. But this is all about ease. So wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, this is just sit comfortably. Okay. So the first thing is take your hands to your lower belly. Now, this is important because in Chinese medicine, we have this thing called the Dan Tien. And this is an energy center which sits kind of in that fleshy bit under your tummy. And what we want to do when we're really mindfully breathing is breathe down to it, because it gets the head, it gets you out of your headspace and into your body. And that's what we want to be doing here to max the benefits. So just have your hands there, because they serve as a reminder. It's like, oh, they're my hands. It's like, yeah, that's where you need to think, because you can feel them. So put them there and notice them. In these early stages of owning your health, it's very much about becoming conscious of your inner body. We are so trained to be alert to everything going on the outside world that we don't naturally and comfortably go to our inside universe. So we have to amplify it a bit to get the hang of it. So put your hands there. Right, got it. Right. Now, please close your eyes. And if you could smile on your lips as if you were Mona Lisa. So a lovely, gentle smile of equanimity. So neither too broad. It's not much pressure. It's just a gentle smile on your lips. And now very gently with your next inhale, just breathe in gently for 4. And then linger at the top of the breath for 4. And then gently breathe out for 4. And linger at the bottom of the breath for 4. And then repeat. And whilst I gently speak, just allow yourself to slowly breathe in, linger, out, and linger. 4 slow beats at a time. And just allowing yourself to relax into the slower tempo of breath. Being aware of the hands on your lower belly. Just allow your focus to go down, allowing yourself to be aware of the gentle pressure of your hands. Slowly breathing. And with your next exhale, simply allow your shoulders to soften. Allow your eyelids to feel heavy. And allow yourself to observe the sensation of breath coming in and out of your body, lingering at the top, allowing that fresh breath carrying all of the life force to infuse into your cells, breathing out the old narrative and lingering at the bottom of the breath, allowing your body to harness the energy and to create a new relaxed narrative. And when you're ready, Just gently take your attention back up to behind your eyes and gently, gently open your eyes when you're ready. And you can take your hands away or not. And notice how you feel after that simple breath exercise. I'm hoping you're going to feel more relaxed, less stressed, possibly sleepy. And it's so simple to take a breath like that once an hour, to spend 1 minute allowing yourself to breathe gently and allow all those benefits to feed your body. So I recommend an app called Mindfulness Bell, and they have this lovely gong, and you can set it to gong on your phone every hour. It's a really useful technique because it just reminds you, because you'll forget. You'll do this now, go, oh, that was amazing. I was so going to do that. And then you'll forget. And that's okay, because we've got to create habits. It's a very important thing. Actually, we need an episode on that as well. Sorry. We need an episode on habits as well. Making something habit forming is why our parents drilled into us as kids that we had to brush our teeth, even if we moaned at them, because we probably did. My kids certainly did. And I nagged them mercilessly. Brush your teeth, brush your teeth. Why? Because otherwise your teeth will fall out. And oh, I don't want to brush my teeth. And you make them do it to the point at which it's habit. And that's what we're doing here. So Mindfulness Bell allows you to have a very pleasant sounding gong to just sort of go off every hour. And you go, oh yes, I need to do that breathing exercise. And you don't need to do it as intently as I took you there. You could be driving. You could be in a meeting. You're breathing, okay? You don't have to close your eyes and go into a semi-meditation. You can just slow your breath into 4 by 4 by 4 by 4. It doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. So that is the end of podcast number 3, which is all about doing the do. Okay, so we've taught you 3 simple exercises, which is basically laughing, patting yourself on the back and breathing properly. Now, there's nothing, nobody can say to me they don't have time for any of the above, okay? So that's today's class. And with that, I'm going to leave you to say, please follow me on Spotify and also Apple Podcasts and also, of course, on Instagram and TikTok, and leave us a review if possible, because it really helps me get up the charts. So it really helps me to get up the charts, because otherwise I'll be languishing at the bottom and nobody will get to this information. So share, help, support, narrate, critique. You knock yourselves out. You do what you like to do, but if please do it whilst you're laughing, breathing and patting. And I'll see you next time.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.